entitled Musical Musings of a Modern Church Member, that there are many ways to worship and many ways to sing praises to God. In the Psalms, we constantly hear reference to sing unto the Lord a new song, and this doesn't always mean using a new song or a new tune, but it does refer to, I think, using new ways and a new spirit to renew our spirits in psalms in many ways. So that's what we'll be doing this evening, taking songs that speak of different facets of our lives, different words, sometimes humorous, sometimes not, and we'll be thinking about life together as mothers and fathers and as young people, and this will be our worship for the evening. Life changes in so many ways, and I often think of the quiet and the peace of a prairie in the small town when I grew up in North Dakota. Florence Extrand wrote a poem called Remember the Silence, and this is the way we'll start this evening. Necessarily have to have religious words, as it's words of another song that we tried to learn in the dining hall this last week. All of life is holy, all of life is good. Blessed is the reader who reads it like he should. About the woman who was musing to herself and trying to find the right thing to wear to church. And at about 10:30 she said, I haven't got a thing to wear.
And nearly died. Was it you who passed on the other side?
We have to be treated as people with needs, as individuals, not numbers. And it's so hard to forget. There haven't been too many songs written about eyes, and we all know that when we want to know a person, we look at their eyes, and I remember an old song. I saw your eyes, your wonderful eyes, with love, light, and tenderness beaming. Remember that song? Well, I was thinking about eyes and how eyes speak of what we are. So this song is about eyes. The eyes are a reflection of the mind. Eyes that are hard and eyes that are kind. The eyes are the mirror of the soul. For what you are, you can conceal. What you are, your eyes reveal. Look around you as you walk. Without a word, conflicting interests these days about Christmas. Now, we sing in the dining hall a jolly song called Mountain Valley. Well, one year at Emmanuel Lutheran Sunday School, we put some Christmas words to that, and since there are going to be a couple Christmas songs now, I'd like to sing that for you, so we can feel a little happy, and so our eyes will shine and won't look sad and gaunt and be in want and so forth. There's a little homey town where you never wear a crown, and they call it Christmas Valley. At a certain time of year, you gather those dear and go to Christmas Valley. Oh, won't you come with me? Help me trim the Christmas tree. Then we can dilly-dally in a home where carols ring, in a home where joy is king, here in Christmas Valley. When the world is filled with fear, we need a Christmas cheer that we find in Christmas Valley. You'll learn the way to live, you'll learn the way to give if you go to Christmas Valley. Oh, won't you come with me, help me turn the Christmas tree, then we can dilly-dally. All the children that are here, look out, sing out loud and clear, it's fun in Christmas Valley. And so much for Christmas Valley, and we leave it very quickly. The Indian people have some very, very haunting melodies, and one afternoon in a Bengali village, I heard a schoolgirl sing this theme. Mm-hmm.
For the child that Mary bore.
Because we have so many violence toys and guns available in our country, we've had some tragedies. And a friend showed to me the words of a sonnet by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, the third sonnet from the Portuguese. And I've often thought that the widows of the men who were assassinated in the past year and years might have felt this way. And for those of you who have loved and lost someone very dear, these words will have special meaning. About the different periods in our life in a very joyful way. The old song that reminds us of that is, my grandfather's clock is to go on the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor, and so forth. Spindrift days of golden spring drop like pearls from a slender string. Thank you. now to close our worship, I'd like to ask you to join with me. And those of you who remember the words, the Song of the Waterfall, this song was written in front of Shillay 4 with guitar, and it isn't often that we sing it with guitar, and so I'd like to leave that with you tonight. The Song of the Waterfall.